All right, go ahead, everybody, to the new cycle of Daf Yomi.
You have it on tape?
Yeah, they already caught that.
Yeah, well, asking me where
anywhere, you can go YU Torah, you can go on the podcast, you can go a bunch of places. Judaism Alive podcast on Apple, it's all over, you can go a few places. Go on, yeah, YU Torah might be the easiest. Okay, so let's start the new cycle Daf Yomi. So how this is going to work is the following format. Again, I'm not going to be reading line to line, line for line to you. There are now a million ways you can hear it line for line. And the idea was that to use the Daf Yomi format, go daf by daf in the order the rest of the world is doing it, and to really give over a lot of yedias to shas so that you get to all the key topics, everything you need to know, so that it just flows easy when you do want to pick up the daf, when you want to jump in. Some pages will read more than others just because that's the nature of what you need for the sugya. And we'll go from there. The topics on Beis and Medallah, just so you should know, are the times for Kriya Shema, when the Kohanim eat their Truma, and the beginning of the nighttime, and the beginning of the nighttime Marv. So let's start a few topics. We have a few Sfarim I want to introduce to you. New one just came out. Medarche HaGemara just came out from Rav Matas Dinkels at the Chassidish Kolel. It's a great sefer where he uses different interesting phrases from the Gemara to bring out principles of Shas, different ideas, different concepts. For example, when the Gemara says Minolon, what is it really trying to do? Amazing. It's not as simple as great. Really, he did so much research in order to get this Sefer together. It's an incredible work. It's on Shas. This is Rav Yoshev set on all of Shas. We have Brachas with us. We have Ateras Elimelech. Other Sefer, we have a lot of Sfarim on Brachas. If you see anything new or different you want us to incorporate, we can incorporate as well. We're going to be quoting from a lot of different areas today. And let's get underway. A great Shaila comes up in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed, Yitzchak Zilberstein, says the following. Let's say you have somebody who is very sick. They weren't doing well. And they're able to come for about a half hour to shul. And that's it. They got to get back home. They got to get back in bed. They got to get back up, hooked up to whatever they're hooked up to. They can't stay long. And the question, is it better for them to come to Shul, to Davin, or is it better for them to come to the Daf Yomi Shir?
Daf Yomi.
So you want to say Daf Yomi?
Daf Yomi, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so they asked, the Gdolim asked my father earlier this year. Now, so they asked so what happens is, the following couple, just the Haris. So, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein says that, he says that they asked Rav Yisrael Fisher, Zitzal, and he says exactly like you said, that you're able to live chor b'daf yomi, choose the daf yomi. And he says a couple reasons. One, the Torah is a samachayim bishvilo. Torah is an elixir of life for a human being. It heals them. And therefore, because of that, because it's marfe, because it has such a healing power, it's docha mitzvahs. Number two, maker din is potter from tfilos atzibor. Because of the pain he's in, right? The Mishnah Berurah paskins that she'im tash kocho af she'eno chole potter mitfilos atzibor. If you're really feeling very weak, and even if you're not sick, you're very weak, you're technically speaking potter from tefillah b'tzibor on occasion, and therefore you're able to choose the daf yomi. And he says, number three, it says in Brachos daf Beizim et Aleph, our Gemara, that we're going to start today, that you read Kriya Shema before tefillah, before Shemona Esrei, k'dei la'amod b'tefillah, Rashi writes this, k'dei la'amod b'tefillah mitoch divrei Torah, so that you should arrive at tefillah through divrei Torah, meaning they used to say Marv early, just like we did, and they used to say Shema then. And Rashi says the reason for that Shema then, even though it didn't seem like the proper Zman, is so that they would arrive at Shemona Esrei with some divrei Torah.
The story with Rav Schechter, he wasn't feeling well, and he was at home, and his son, the guy from the basement, just says, yo, let's go to the house there, we'll daven over there with Rav Schechter. So when they came in, he says, what are you doing here? You got to be back, baby. I don't have to daven, I don't feel good.
I have the p'tur, you don't have the p'tur.
What if he's going to learn later on in the day?
Right, so all these are cheshbonos that it's assuming this is a zero-sum game. This is all he's got. This is all he's got. So while he gives these different svaras of why one should be able to go to the Daf Yomi ahead of Tefillah, Reb Chaim Kanievsky added the following based on the Yerushalmi and Brachas Perek Beis, where it says, Reb Elazar Biker Eitzel Reb Shimon Ben Abba, and Sholu Reb Shimon Ani Toshosh V'kor Kriya Shema. I'm weak, I'm saying Kriya Shema, and I'm dipping in the middle. He goes, I keep dropping in the middle. Am I Yotze? So they said, yes, you're Yotze. So Reb Zera, the Yerushalmi says, Reb Zera asked Reb Zera, meaning, did they tell him he's Yotze because he's Yotze? Or because they felt bad, they know how much he cares about mitzvahs, and it's going to make him sicker to think that he's not Yotze anything. So,
all the bakashas are for refuenu and things like that.
Correct.
So why should that be less than the ma'alur in the Torah? You're actually asking a kodesh baruch hu to heal you. But the fact that learning is gives you zechusim for two, but the mamish the words say you have to have a bakasha to kodesh baruch hu that you wanted to heal you, and you do say that still, but the
yeah, but it doesn't mean it takes a priority over learning just because it's there.
So you have to you ask for it more specifically. You know,
the Gemara says whoever asks for others is healed before yourself. Maybe you shouldn't even ask for yourself first. Maybe you should daven first for others. Again, there's priorities of what should come first. So at the end of the day, in this Yerushalmi, they weren't sure. The Gemara is trying to question whether or not did they tell him that, because they knew the Reb Shimon wanted to know that he's Yotze. Even if he says Yotze, is he still going to go to the beginning? Is he going to repeat it? Is he not going to repeat it? So Reb Chaim Kineski says over there, you see that the idea was just to get him to stop with the tefillah for a little bit, so you could just not have to feel he has to keep repeating it. The Ramah says that lo yargil atzmo la'asoskein. Still, one should not accustom themselves not to daven with the minyan. And therefore, it's one thing if the question is a one-off question, but if it comes up every day, it's a different shaila altogether. But if it's a one-off question and someone needs a jolt of energy, you come and you get yourself a little shir, you get yourself a little Torah, and you go from there. We're going to be mixing in all different types of limudim. For example, I'll share with you some Kabbalah as well on the daf while we're here. So the Mishnah opens up. Let's do the Mishnah first. Meima saikor neshma ba'arvin. From when do we say Shema at night? Misha shekohanim nichnasin lachol b'trumasan. From when the kohanim go in to eat their truma. Ad sof hashmur rishona divrelas. From the end of the first watch. Until the end of the first watch. Chacham say you have until midnight. I'm going to explain what this going in to eat the truma. I'm going to explain what the end of the first watch is. But let's just say the following. Why does the shas begin? Again, it's a good question. Which name does the shas begin with? Rebbe Eliezer is the first name in all of Mishnah. So why does it start with the Tana Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol? So the Mara Mipanoa. Mara Mipanoa was a great and famous Mekubal. And the Mara Mipanoa says that Rebbe Eliezer is a Gilgul of Reuven ben Yaakov. Reuven, right? From the Shvatim, the tribes. He's a Gilgul of Reuven. It's from a Zohar Chadash. And therefore, Reuven, Re'u, Vein. Re'u means to see. Bechina Re'ia Elyona, to see, have an upper form of vision. He could see the things that are hidden in the Torah that normally we couldn't see. So therefore, says Rav Itcher Meir Morgenstern, Mehai time a pasach hashas, but Meimer Mishmei. That's why the Shas begins with a Meimer in Reb Zeira's name, to show that even though the Shas seems like it's just the niglas of the Torah, the revealed stuff, not the hidden stuff. We're not learning Kabbalah, we're learning just Gemara. But yet the reason it starts with Reb Zeira is to show that even when you're dealing with Reb Eliezer, sorry, even though we're dealing with just this very technical, legal stuff over here, it's really rooted on very, very deep things. And the Zohar already says that. Zohar and Parshas Pinchas says that Rabbanan de Masnisan, the rabbis of the Mishnah, Va'amorayim, and Kol Mi Talmidei Dilhon, Al-Razin Da'araisa Sadrulei. They arrange the whole Gemara based on the secrets of the Torah. So even though it may deal with that which we call the area of Nigla, the Gemara itself still has its roots in somewhat in the area of Nister as well. Okay, so we said this idea of Me'imasai Koran and Shema Barv, when do you read Shema at night? So there's the famous comment to the Mor Vashemesh, the Hasidic Sefer Mor Vashemesh, where he quotes the name of his Rebbe, the Choza of Lublin, that a Jew who begins to learn Torah, he has a certain fear. He has a chashash that maybe he has a Rasha. And what happens is, the Arizal says that when a Rasha learns Torah, so there's a Yanika, his Torah gets sustenance from the Chitzonim, whereas, like I said yesterday, the dark side takes hold of that Torah. Right? When someone corrupts it, when someone who's not roy to learn Torah, someone who's a Rasha takes hold on to Torah, then it has a Yanika from the Chitzonim. It's a Kabbalistic idea. So that's what the Chozo Blin says. So then asks the Marv Shemesh, so what does everybody do? What if we're all Rashaim? How does anybody learn? What do we do? So the Mor Veshemesh says there are four different types of kapar also. There's Averis of Lavim, there's Krisus, Mises, Basten. You don't even know what to do before you learn. How's a person ever going to sit down to learn? So the Pashat answer to the Kasha, the Mor Veshemesh, is the Rambam, right? The Chasam Sofer writes this, that the moment you do tshuva, when you sit down to learn and say, I want to learn, I want to be a better person, already, right away, all you're considered already a tzaddik. We know this from the Gemara in Kedushin Mem Tes, that one who marries a woman, al menasha ni tzaddik gamar, on condition that I'm a tzaddik gamar, right? Even though he's a Rosh Hagamor, we're choshish for the Kedushin, because maybe the minute he got married, he had in mind here Hurei Tshuva, and that already gives him a status of a tzaddik. So that's one possibility. But another possibility, and this is the reason I quoted this, is some of the Chidos says you should say before you learn, L'shem Yichud, right? L'shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu. The problem is the No Debi Yehuda and the non-Chasidim say we shouldn't be saying L'shem Yichud before mitzvahs. You don't say L'shem Yichud. It's not for us. We're not holding by that level. We shouldn't say L'shem Yichud. So if you did away with the L'shem Yichud, then what are you left with? So this is the final eight, so you're left with, and this is why I'm starting with this. The Bnei Yisoschar writes, another tzaddikim, he says the choicest eitza is based on mekubalim sheyesh lomar kriyashma. That one should say kriyashma bekavanas kabbalas dalad misas based in, right? That you're mekabal olmachu shemayim in replacement for the dalad misas based in that you normally would have gotten. I'm saying shema with all my heart. So the shema you say before you do the dafyomi, that itself is already
so
the
tshuva.
Another
way, before I start learning, I should say shema.
No,
you're allowed to say shema.
Then you could use your you could always say shema, just Torah. Then you could say her hurei tshuva. But the idea is why I like this idea. It's a Kabbalistic idea. We all learn regardless, one way or the other. But the point I'm trying to say is, you see why the Gemara then therefore started with kriyashma. That's why it started. Maybe it's like kriyashma. Deeper insight, when I was taking a bechina to get into yeshiva, so the Rosh Yeshiva sat down and said, you know why? So he goes, you know, the Gemara tells you there's three ways to beat the Yetzirah. One is to learn Torah, one is to say kriyashma, and one is to think of the day of your death. Three ways to beat the Yetzirah, the Gemara says. Okay, we're going to learn it later on brachas. So he said to me, Rav Moshe Chaim Sosevsky, he goes, that's why the first three prakim are Me'emesai Korah and Shema Barvis. Next parak is Hayakorah B'Torah, one who learns Torah. And the third parak is Misha Mesa Mutu Lefonav, a dead body is there. The first three prakim of the Shas Bavli is telling you how to combat right away from the beginning. The Torah Shabbat Peh is equipping you from to be able to combat the Yetzer Hara. What? What does one stop, Rabbi?
Why
does
it say Me'emesai Korah?
Arvin is the Aramaic variation of it.
What?
Why start the morning? That's the first question of the Gemara. Tana Hecha Kai Dikhtanavis Tu Baishna Tani Baaris Bresha Litni Shakris Bresha. First of all, two questions the Gemara says. See, holding good. To the Gemara has two questions. First of all, it wants to know. Yeah, there you go. It wants to know, number one, first of all, why is it beginning Me'emasai? It jumped into a conversation as though it knew where you are. Me'emasai, from when do you begin Kriyashma? That's a question you ask when you're in the middle of it talking about Kriyashma. And number two, why does it start with Shachris? The Gemara is going to give two answers to that question. Right? We're going to get to that soon. Now, why does Maseches Brachos, in fact, the first Masechta Shas, actually begin with the discussion of mitzvah of Kriyashma? So I'll take already this Kabbalistic thing we just said as one answer. Let's put that aside. The Vilna Gaon, in his Shnos Eliyahu, says that a Shas begins with the mitzvah of Kriyashma because the first mitzvah that a person is obligated to perform is Kriyashma. And that's why it's very interesting. When a kid turns bar mitzvah, no one ever sits the kid down. We should be doing this. Sit the kid down and say, this is your first mitzvah. Marv, right now at night, this is your first mitzvah. The Kriya Shema, and take the kid to Marv. It's during the week he turns bar mitzvah. Take him that night to a Marv. You should take him to a Marv that's Bizmano, after the Zman. So he does a real Tzeis HaKochav Marv, because that's when the real mitzvah deraisa Kriya Shema is. So that's exactly the first mitzvah that a person encounters as a grown adult. And therefore, says the Vilna Gaon, that's why we begin with the mitzvah Kriya Shema. The Riyaz says, because everything should start with Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Everything starts with Yiras Shemayim, and Shema is Kabbalah Sol Machu Shemayim, so that's why it starts with the Shema.
You say Shema as Kriya Shema, it's just the first
Well, the Kol Salmach Shemayim is even in the first line. Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokei, Shem
Elokei.
But those kavanas that they tell you in the art scroll in between the sections is just in terms of someone who doesn't know the words mean.
No, that's not the kasha. Yeah. The kasha is when we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about that basically, that when you say, you should have some learning before you stand up to say Shema Yisrael. Right, that's what you said.
Mitoch divrei Torah. You have it already, the korbanos.
So I'm saying, but is it just the first? In other words, when also at night when you repeat the Shema at night, because you daven Maariv early.
I think it only means that Shema is not... we're going to get to this, but the question of whether Shema is counted as Divrei Torah depends on not whether you're using it, first of all, number one, as the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. If there is no separate mitzvah of Kriya Shema at night, or maybe there's no mitzvah of Deraisa Kriya Shema altogether, according to some, we'll see, then that Shema that you say is Divrei Torah. The question is, can you piggyback off the Shema as both? And you're right, how many lines? When we say V'gisavo Yom V'layla, learn in the morning, learn at night, and we say at least mitzvah Kriya Shema morning and night, how much is it do you need to say? This became a world-famous discussion of the Shagas Aryeh, which we'll see if we'll try to get to today. So I want to give you a few background ideas that you need in the daf. I'll always try to do these. Are things that you need for the rest of Shas that everyone just needs to know. I said one of the topics is here. At the beginning it says, from when does Shema begin? From when the Kohanim go in to eat that truma. What is that talking about? What do you mean the Kohanim go in to eat that truma? This is the Shas topic. After a crop that's grown in Eretz Yisrael is harvested and brought to the owner's house or yard, he has to separate what's called truma gedola from the crop and give it to the Kohen. The Torah never specifies the amount that's given. The Rabbanan set the requirement at probably 1/50th. There's 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, 1/50th of the total crop. After that truma is removed from the produce, 1/10th of that remains has to be designated as Maaser Rishon and given to the Levi. Levi separates another 1/10th and gives it to the Kohen, what's called Trumas Maaser. Put that aside. Now, the produce that's truma, let's talk about the Kohen. He cannot eat it until the trumas have been separated, right? And the trumas separated, and before it's separated, it's called tevel. And the punishment for eating tevel is misavidei shemayim. That's Sanhedrin 83a. A non-Kohen cannot eat truma or even trumas meiser. Even Kohanim and their families and slaves cannot eat truma unless they are tahor. Unless they are tahor. Now, a Kohen who's tamei, who eats truma, that is tahora, right? If he's Tameh, he's Chayev Misubidei Shemayim. And he cannot, if he's Tameh, he cannot eat the Truma until he goes into the mikvah and he waits until night. So he has to wait until night. Now there's different categories over here. Let's say somebody became Tameh by being a Zav, right? A Zav is a type of emission we're going to learn about further in. It's one of those subjects you just have to know the details by heart because it comes up so much throughout Shas. Or a Metzorah, or he was a leper. So after everything, you need tefillah, you need dipping in the mikvah, right? You need dipping in the mikvah, and then you need Harif Shemesh, setting of the sun, and then you need the bringing of a korban the following day. Those are three things that he needs to be out of his tumah. Kohanim, who become tameh with those tumas, can already eat their truma after the second stage. They don't have to wait for their korban the next day. They just have to wait till Harif Shemesh. Mikvah and sunset. That's what it means over here. When could that Kohen eat truma? Kohen can eat truma all day. What are you talking about? A Kohen who is tameh. When can a Kohen who is tameh eat his truma? He can eat his truma after he went to the mikvah and it's nightfall. Yes, is he lacking a korban? That's fine. That doesn't interact with truma. That's called a mechuser kippurim. He's somebody who's lacking kapara. He can't eat kachim yet. Don't confuse the two. Kachim is stuff which is supposed to go to the Beis Hamikdash. He can't eat kachim until he brings the korban. But truma, he is allowed to eat.
No matter what, whether he eats a truma or not,
he's not tameh. He's not tameh, but he's what's called mechuser kippurim. There's an element that's missing that disallows him from eating the eating kachim. One more thing you need from this entire daf, I would say. One more other. I'll give you two more topics you need for this daf, just in terms of yedias. You need Hector Chalavim Veivarim. The opening Mishnah says, let's continue. Rabbi Gamliel says you have until Amud HaShachar, daybreak. Amud HaShachar is what you call halachic dawn, when the pillar or rays of light of morning rises. It marks the border between the last time to do mitzvahs of the night and the first time to do mitzvahs of the morning. There's three opinions as to when you calculate halachic dawn. There's 120, there's 90, and there's 72 minutes before sunrise. There's a further difference of these opinions as to whether that's an ordinary minutes on a clock of an hour or what we call shauzmanios. Shauzmanios are halachic times. That's the amount of time between sunset and sunrise, sunrise and sunset, divided by 12. There's another theory, which myzmanim.org incorporates very nicely. Myzmanim.org incorporates the theory of Rav Baruch Ezrachi, who says we should use the degrees of the angle of the sun underneath the horizon, 25.9, 19.75, 15.99. Again, this stuff's complicated.
You're davening at 6 o'clock in the morning.
So yeah. It's dark outside. You can check on myzmanim.org.
It's pure dark outside. Is that still considered night or not? Could I daven the Krishma?
And once it's past Amud HaShachar, yes, you could daven. It says, you Amud HaShachar.
I could daven for the night before, the Shachar, for the Marv.
No, once it's past Amud HaShachar, you're finished. Amar HaShachar. You check myzvanim.org.
Huh?
How they check back then? They have to be precise in their calculation of times.
Right now, this morning, what time?
I don't know.
Was
what
it?
Time was this morning? It was Amar HaShachar. You look at myzmanim.org afterwards. You check it up. Okay, so let's continue. One more topic you need to set, Bein HaShemashos, right? Bein HaShemashos is the period of time when the sun begins to set, but didn't yet finish setting. There's an uncertainty whether Bein HaShemashos is considered part of the day and part of the night. I'm not going to get into the whole discussion of Bein HaShemashos just yet. It is a great and worthwhile sugya to go through. Okay, what kavana should a person have when they say the Kriya Shema? What kavana should they have? You know what? We can finish that when we have time. Let's see if we have time at the end.
5:40.
What? Today was 5:40. It was Amar HaShachar. 5:40 Amar HaShachar is 5:40.
You could technically at 5:30 still daven, still say the Kriya Shema from the night before if you forget.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yes, correct. Okay, so now you have this Gemara over here, which talks about, the Masechta talks about Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. And the Gemara clarifies that the reason why the Mishnah started with this, as Moise raised the question, is because it's taking its cue from the Torah, which discusses the night first. It says, B'shachbacha, right? Which discusses, not how, let's read inside. Tana, Hechakai, Dikitani, Memesai. Well, let's read the Gemara. Where does the Tana get it that you should begin Memesai? Vesu, Maishna, Vitani, Aris, Beresha. Why did it start with the night? List the Shachas, Beresha. Satana, Krakai. It's going off of the Pasuk. It says, B'shachbacha of Kumecha. When you lay down and when you get up. Right? And therefore, Vahachiktani, Zman Kriya Shema Dechiva. Therefore, it's saying, when do we do the Zman Kriya Shema of laying down? When the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma. Or alternatively, you could learn nightfall comes first. Mebriyaso Shalolam, from the creation of the world. Because it says, Vayer Vayivoker Yom Echad. Erev comes before morning, Yom Echad. So if that's the case, why does the end of the Mishnah, meaning later on, say, Beshachar Mavarech Shtaim Lefnev Achrech, you do two in the morning before, and one after. And at night, you do two brachas before, and then you do two after. Litni, and follow the same pattern. Do Mara first. No, Tana Pasach Ba'arvis. The Tana wanted to start with the night. Then it got into the subject of Shachris. While it was on Shachris, Parish Mile de Shachris, it explained the matters of Shachris and considered and continued to explain the matters of Arvis. Okay, so that's that Gemara. By the way, I know I'm jumping out of order, but just to round up half your page already, so you already did half a dump, you're almost done. Go back up to the Mishnah. Right? Rabbi Gamliel said you have until Amar HaShachar, and then the Mishnah ends with a story. There was a story where his kids came home from the base of Mishnah from the party, Rabbi Gamliel's kids, and they said, we didn't read Shema. He said to them, Im lo ala Amar HaShachar, if it's not Amar HaShachar yet, meaning 5:30 this morning, Chayav Atem Likrot, your Chayav Du Shema. And not only that, Elokol Masha Amar HaShachar said, whatever the rabbi said until Chatzos, you really have Atshiel of Amar HaShachar, you have until daybreak. For example, Hector Chalavim Vevarim. Hector Chalavim Vevarim were the burning of the fats. You were allowed to still burn the fats and the limbs of the korban after. Usually all the korbanos were brought during the day. You still had during the night. It's a long process. You could still burn it throughout the night until daybreak. The mitzvah is until Amar HaShachar, daybreak. And all korbanos that are eaten liyom echad in one day, the mitzvah you have to eat them is until Amar HaShachar. Im kein lama amru chacham imad chatzos. So why did the rabbi say chatzos? It was just kedei laharchik es ha'adam in an Avera. It was just to stop a person from doing an Avera, to give you like a gedder. Against the first gedder is this chatzos, to stop so you stop there at least. Okay. Now, this is the introductory topic. Is Kriya Shema Daraisa or Derabanan? That's the main topic on the first Yudam. There's a very strange machlokas amarayim on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, 25 lines down from the top, where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. By the way, Rabbi Yehuda was both a Talmud of Rav, and he was a Talmud of Shmuel. So sometimes you have Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, sometimes you have Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Right? He's Talmud of both. Sometimes say things named Vitrebi. He says, Suffolk Kriya Shema, if it's a Suffolk whether you read Kriya Shema, or Suffolk whether you didn't read Kriya Shema, you don't repeat. You know why? Because Suffolk Durabana Lakula. Right? Because it's Suffolk Durabanan, so be lenient.
If you're not sure if you said it or not.
Kriya Shema. It's, since it's Durabanan, Suffolk Durabanan, we're lenient, you don't have to say it. But if you're not sure if you said Emes V'yatziv, the part after it, you have to repeat. Why? Because Suffolk Daraisa Lachurma. That's Daraisa. The Gemara says, how could you say it's Derabanan? B'shach b'chav kumecha, it says in the Torah. So Abaye answers, that pasuk is telling us that to talk in learning, but not necessarily the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. B'shach b'chav kumecha, when you lay down and when you get up, there should be Torah on your lips, one and one. So Rabbi Lazar, who is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan and Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda learned by Shmuel and Bavel, so they're different communities. Rabbi Lazar says, Safek kara Kriya Shema, you do repeat it because it's Deraisa. That's how we paskin. It's Deraisa. So you have this pasuk in the Chumash that refers to Talmud Torah, B'shach b'chav kumecha. The question is whether or not there's a separate mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So the first Amora, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, the mitzvah is Talmud Torah. And without that pasuk, one would have thought that, the other opinion, that Kriya Shema could maybe be filled once a day even. Now here's the rule. Whenever you have a pasuk, and it's unclear, or a mitzvah, and it's unclear whether or not you're supposed to do it, how much, you assume it's once a day. If the Torah doesn't tell you otherwise, you assume it's once a day. Rambam, for example, assumes there's a mitzvah to daven once every day. That's the Ikar mitzvah. And Rambam, Rambam says that's rabbinic. Once a day is deraisa, and that's derabanan. The nusach tefillah, everyone agrees, is derabanan. The exact words is derabanan. Now, where did the Rambam get his idea from? It says, "La'avdo b'chol levavchem." The first daf of Tanis quotes the pasuk, "And you shall serve God with all your heart." What's avodah shebelev? That's tefillah. How did he know once a day? How did the Rambam know it's just once a day? Why didn't he get the other two? Why once a day? So the Stipler mentions this, that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak, 28b, is discussing the mitzvah of duchening. And the Gemara says they're only obligated to duchen when they're called up. If the tzibur doesn't ask them to come, they're not obligated. Yeah, they're not obligated. So the minhag by Ashkenaz is only by yontif. It's a strange minhag. And even on yontif, we only do it by musaf. Fine. Now let's say you already duchened in one minyan. You duchened in one minyan, and then they call you into another minyan that doesn't have a kohen. So the second duchening in the other minyan isn't even a derabanan. You already did your one for the day. Isn't even a derabanan. So the Magen Avraham says that if a Kohen does do this as a favor, should he make the bracha? Should he make the bracha? So even though, now Ashkenazim follow Rabbeinu Tam, who say that women who want to volunteer a mitzvah could make a bracha, but this could be different, because here you're volunteering something that nobody is obligated to do. Meaning when women volunteer a mitzvah, the reason they can make a bracha is because there are others who are obligated in this mitzvah. But if all the Kohanim have once a day, there's no Kohen who's obligated in twice a day. So should I, as a Kohen, make the bracha? So the Magen Avraham quotes it as a machlokas. Meiri learns pshat in the Gemara that you do say a bracha, right? And he's really the only Rishon who discusses this, and we rely on him for Kohanim that are minyan hopping or at the Kotel and they pull him in and this and that. We rely on that. Now, we assume, the Gemara assumes the requirement is once a day, every day. Why? Because when the Torah doesn't clarify, we assume a mitzvah is once every day. So how come we don't lay in Parsha Zachar once a day, every day? Why is that once a year? So Chasam Sofer has a famous tshuva. The Chasam Sofer says, we know from Perek Elu Metzias and Bab Metziah, that by lost property, the sheer shichacha, the amount of time to remember or to recall that you're going to lose it, that your mind is off it, the sheer shichacha is Yud Beis Chodesh, is 12 months before something goes off your mind. There's a famous kasha why Yaakov never got over Yosef. It was long after 12 months. The answer is because he was never gone. There was nothing ever to, he was always there. He just didn't know. And the heart couldn't recover from the loss of Yosef. So the psukim by Zachor say, Zachor lo tishkach. Remember, don't forget. So the Sefer HaChinuch says he's not sure how often, therefore, you need that. Is that once a year, once a lifetime? To do dafka the Shabbos before Purim isn't daraisa, but once a year is. But the idea is because it's connected to Shichacha, we assume as long as it's so what are you doing a leap year? The Meir Merutenberg says it's going to be longer than 12 months. It's going to be past the Shichacha, so what do you do in a year like that? So anyways, the Rambam, Talmud Torah, there's an obligation to learn. I would have said, like anything else, mitzvah once a day. Once a day, every mitzvah is once a day. But there's a pasuk in Yeshua, and it says, Vehigiso bo yomam v'layla, you should learn every day and every night. It's not enough once a day and once a night. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel from Daf Chaf Aleph is saying that you don't need the pasuk in Yeshua for that. The source is B'shach M'chav Kumecha. That's what I use it for. The problem is that this should be listed in the count of the mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, day and the night. But we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and it's two distinct mitzvahs, Talmud Torah and Kriya Shema, two separate mitzvahs. Rambam writes in his Sefer HaMitzvahs that Kriya Shema is one mitzvah, and the other mitzvah is Talmud Torah. It's two separate mitzvahs.
If you learn 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night,
you're Yotze, the bare minimum, but you're Yotze. Bare minimum. Yeah.
And that's where Rabbeinu Yonah said Shagasari. And then when Rabbi Yehuda says Dirabonon, the Shagasari says this, that when Rabbi Yehuda said Dirabonon Kriyashma, he meant that Midaraisa, you're chayav to learn something every day and something night. The fact that we tell you to say Shema and Vayem Shemoa is only Dirabonon. Pick any part that you want. How do we paskin? So davening, the Gemara says, it's only Dirabonon. Rambam says once a day is Deraisa. Once you do Shachris, you already hit the Deraisa. Mincha and Marv are going to be Dirabonon. So the Gemara has a machlokas later on in the Masechta, when is this man Mincha and when is this man Marv?
What if you just do Mincha?
What? Eina Chanami. Yeah.
You have to do
Shachris. Right. Midaraisa. Correct. Midaraisa. Looking for ways out here. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
You got it. Yeah, so there's parallels in what they did, but something they did and we do it, that means Deraisa or not. Ramban says just tefillah be'ez tzara, they're just davening it when you're in under duress. That's the only Deraisa. Others reinterpret him to say that every day is a day of this duress over something. So I want to close with this in the last minute. What kavana do we need to have in Kriya Shema? Right? What kavanah do you have to have Kriya Shema? So the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael says that one should have three kavanahs in Kriya Shema. Kavanah number one, that Shema Yisrael, they have kavanah on Amunah B'Mitzias Hashem, on the existence of Hashem. Number two, Hashem Elokeinu, to have in mind that Hashem runs the world. He gives Schar V'Onesh. Everything has justice. And number three, in the word Hashem itself, Hashem Echad, the idea that you're Neshama, that you're Nefesh, that everything that's been given to you is by design, part of Hashem's master plan to keep you connected and to keep everyone connected towards each other. All right. We stop there for today.